Why doesn't Fuentes look at the, I don't mean Fuentes per se, but people of his ilk, I'll say, why don't they look at what's going on their own side? Why are they just blaming the Jews?
I think in a way here, it's maybe more helpful to personalize it. I think it's just that anti-Semitism sells. You know, Churchill once said, you know, tell Mr. Hitler that anti-Semitism is a good starter, but a poor finisher. Don't, you know, don't go too far, Mr. Hitler, with this anti-Semitism thing. It's not going to work out for you in the end.
There are clips where he says, we don't need democracy. The most important thing about America is not democracy. The most important thing is white Christian civilization. And so, so, and what it's interesting, there's another clip that's going around where he says, you know, the Democrats need to concede the issue of race, and we can concede the issue of economics and go in the direction of socialism. And people have pointed out, wait, national socialism. So that's really what he's aiming for. I'm here today with Professor Michael Cochin, who is a professor of political science at Tel Aviv University in Israel. Today, I asked you to come on to talk about this new anti-Semitism, which the most, I would say the most famous or maybe the most eloquent proponent of is Nick Fuentes. Here's something you wrote to me, and I want you to talk about this. You said there, you said white men have two choices. There's the Fuentes path, a European Aryanist import that rejects fundamental aspects of American civilization, including its Hebraic history, or the Trump path, a practical alliance with disaffected Jews to dismantle the DEI regime and reverse mass third world immigration.
Yep.
So both positions.
I stand behind every word.
So explain to me.
So let's explain this.
Explain to me the. Well, I think I feel like you explained the Fuentes position. Now explain the alternative. The Trump.
So the alternative is to say we've put in. So what's happened is there's been this illegal but imposed. Right. That's the funny part about affirmative action and DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion is what it's called. Though it's not actually inclusive. But these things were imposed. They were against the law because they involved explicit racial discrimination and explicit racial quotas. We don't want to hire any more white men, et cetera. But they were imposed across corporate America, in higher education, in educational institutions. And it turned out eventually these things came around to being bad for Jews. Some Jews had seen early on, once they got started in the late 60s, or that they were going to be bad for Jews. Many Jews were pushing them, but the Trump administration is trying to end them, right? It's trying to end racial preferences in education. It's trying to end racial preferences in hiring. It's trying to force institutions not to discriminate on the basis of race. And this is something that in the U.S. went fairly quickly from trying to force institutions not to discriminate against Black people to trying to force them to discriminate against Black people. But the funny part of that was, unlike in some other countries, forcing institutions to discriminate in favor of Black people was always illegal. So it was both mandatory and illegal. And now the Trump administration has come in and said, you know, it's illegal. And it has always been illegal. And we are going to enforce the law. And the Supreme Court has issued some important rulings. The Supreme Court banned racial preferences in education admissions after allowing that. First, they allowed them with certain restrictions. Restrictions weren't really followed. But in any case, the Supreme Court had always said that this isn't something that's going to be permanent. And it, in a recent case where Harvard was the defendant, they ruled that racial discrimination education is illegal and institutions can't do it anymore. And the Trump administration is coming in and saying, look, we're going to check to see whether you're discriminating. If you're discriminating, you're going to be punished. And the people doing this, to a large extent, and the people pushing for enforcement of immigration laws and more restrictive immigration laws are, to a larger extent, Jews who support Trump, who work in his administration, who support him from the inside or the outside, or who support these policies without being particularly connected to the Trump administration. But that's an alternative coalition. And that alternative coalition is, in my view, more faithful to American civilization. What it wants to do is, in a way, restore some of the aspects of American civilization that have been eroded. So my hope is that that will be successful and the Fuentes program
You have been listening to Hebrew Voices. To hear the rest of this conversation, head over to nehemiahswall.com and become a support team member today.